Are we having some of that game?
I think we were beaten by a better team, no doubt about that. I think, I suppose, the way the game panned out, you know, I thought we were very good and controlled an awful lot of it in the first 15, 18, 20 minutes or whatever it was. And would have liked to have been more than ahead than we were, and probably very disappointed to just be level at half time, albeit the Galway had turned the direction of the game, you know, very much they were starting to get the measure of us. But probably very disappointed, I suppose, the fact that maybe we left a few chances behind us, that, you know, under not that much pressure. But also maybe with the amount of ball we had in the first half that we didn't put up more of a score, you know.
And 3-0 up, things were going well, you lose possession and settled well.
Yeah, listen, we settled really well, no doubt about that. You know, without, you know, a lot of our really main players playing anywhere close to the level that they had. But, you know, I think Galway set out their stall what way they were going to play once we got the ball. And, you know, that was fine. And we kind of, you know, preempted that they wouldn't mark a number of our players. But we just didn't really rip into them the way we would have wanted to. You know, obviously, the first 3 points were very, very good. But we should have ripped into them far more. And that's probably disappointing, you know, because I felt that, you know, it took them a while to get the grip sort of defensively, even though they were, you know, getting their bodies behind the ball. I thought a lot of our players had opportunities to go at them harder.
Is that somebody getting in for goals you're referencing there?
No, not goals, but you're penning them in the sense of really going at them, you know, and I felt maybe there was a wee bit of timidness into us, and, you know, sometimes that happens. Galway are more seasoned than us, you know, at this level, albeit there's a lot of young players as well, and I thought they were coached very, very well. But, you know, at the end of the day, we reflect and we'll not be happy with how we went at them.
4-2, but 4-3, then it was chopped off, and then you come out after half time. When were you told that it was a point?
They told us
before you went on the pitch.
Yeah, in fairness to the referee, Brendan God, he asked, "Are you happy enough with that?" I said, "Well, if it was a point, it was a point, you know." And there's no doubt. I think our players actually thought it was over the bar, so that's fine. It was a score. We're not going to try to rob them of a score. But probably, to be fair to Shane Walsh, you've got to give phenomenal credit to him. Like, he was quiet by his standards. He's such a phenomenally talented player, but, you know, the level of free taking he got, and got to give Damien Comer unbelievable credit. Like, Brendan Rodgers threw the gauntlet down to him early on, but, you know, it was in a tense game like that, you know, the two of theirs' contribution was unbelievable.
And then 3 points, Walsh's 3 frees at 7-4, then was a difficult game at that stage?
Difficult game, yeah. And, you know, as I said, we didn't have the spark that we had in attack, that I felt, you know, even we had, you know, throughout all the games so far, I just didn't feel we really went at it. You know, if we look at our, you know, players from the half-back lane up, that didn't really, any of them, perform, you know, anywhere close to, you know, in a lot of our games that have been from 7 to 8.5 out of 10, you know, they didn't play with that. I know that's a lot of it's down to the way Galway set up as well, but, you know, we would be happy with how we expressed ourselves.
At half time, was the feeling
I felt we needed to take control of the game and go at them harder, whether it's goals or points, it didn't matter. So it isn't, you know, I think, you know, Galway definitely pushed up on us even more aggressively in the kick-out. But that's not an excuse for us nicking the ball away. We knew they were going to do it in the first half. And, you know, in the first half, I thought we called them and caused them an awful lot of problems by getting possession of the ball. So I thought we just went into our shell a small bit. And when we look back at that, we feel we went into our shell too much.
Rory, do you think that was the stage in All Ireland semi-final? Like, do you think just the build-up and everything was a factor in that?
It possibly could have been. It was a massive jump, and the prize at stake is phenomenal. There's no doubt about that. So it is. It probably easy to say it was just the stage, but ultimately, you know, we didn't do it. Whatever the reason is, it's very hard to pin it on it. But the stage definitely, you know, from again, you know, if you take in our 11 players from half back line up, who really have been a force for us in the way they've drove at them and the way they've created overlaps of getting behind them and extra men, you know, very little of that, you know, was seen today, you know. So whether it was a stage or whether it was down to Galway, a wee bit of it, yes, but we knew they were going to set up the way they have been. They've consistently set up, you know, maybe not with everybody defending the way they did, but they don't mark certain players. But, and when you're not being marked, you've got to hurt them and hurt them, but you don't hurt them on your own, you hurt them in twos and threes and fours, and we didn't do that.
Rory, would you want a bit more chaos maybe at the end in the way that Armagh created that Galway defence just in the last 10 minutes?
Possibly, but it was very hard. I think they learned a lot of lessons. They were, anytime we looked at counter-attack in the fouled, which I have no problem with, and then they also kept possession massively. I think that was massive for them, you know, would we have liked Laurie coming in? That's not our game. We don't have much size the way Armagh do, you know, so we don't. I would have liked us to create chances, you know, when it was 1-8-5, we had particularly when it was 1-7-5, we needed to get it back to 1-7-7 to create that, but we didn't earn the right to do that, you know. And, you know, again, I think it was down to the way they defended, but also we just didn't play anywhere close to the level we can with the ball.
See, in the first half, you'd go away, put into the pot shot, carry it quite a bit. I think the first 3-4 shots were all outside, and then you weren't able to get inside at that stage.
Yeah, look, I think we should have got inside. You know, I think Galway were probably concerned about giving the ball away. You know, they played us an awful lot of respect, and I thought they were very well coached going into the game. You know, we had a good idea what they were going to do, but I don't know how long we kept them scoring 16, 17 minutes, and even though they missed chances, I felt that they were under a good bit of pressure. But it was up to us to get the 4-5-0 or to get the 5-6-1. I thought we should have done that, you know, and that would have left them in a very difficult position.
Conor McCluskey held his man scoreless every game this year. It's 5 championship games. How much experience can the next time on this script take?
Well, I think if you look, it's no good just today, but it's been a phenomenal experience for them. It's been, a brilliant. I've loved every minute of it. Do it love today? Do it love the way that round down with 15 minutes to go and we were beaten? Absolutely not. The boys don't know it. There's devastation in there. We believe we were good enough to beat Galway. We believe the way we set out to play early on, you know, we should have been in a position that the game would end the last 10 minutes, you know, with us in front. But it wasn't. But Conor McCluskey was excellent on Shane Walsh. He's a brilliant player. You know, Chrissy done unbelievably on Finnerty. But ultimately, you know, Comer came up with the scores and he was brilliant. And Walsh kicked the freeze.
Corey, if you reflect on the years at home, you must be proud
of him. Yeah, listen, you know, we love what we do. You know, we've loved the ups and downs, but unfortunately the two downs came against Galway.